Anal?
Hope I didn't catch you at a bad time, but you're probably staying up to see who won the election anyway, right?
Nah, I can't. I've no interest in it.
you really should. Your economy may be the next to crash.
Well, you know, that's out of the control of the politicians, though, isn't it? I mean, the bankers that are going to help engineer that, you know, that's...
Oh, no, you got it wrong, man. It's everything in control of the politicians.
Well, I think whatever's, you know, I don't think the politicians are just puppets, so that's why. I don't really see that it matters which set of strings you vote for, you know.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand, but believe you me, you're talking to a fellow that ran for politics.
Yeah, I know.
But there was a reason for doing so, Andrew.
Yeah.
But on a personal level,
mm-hmm.
I sent you a link to YouTube.
Mm.
It's too bad you can't watch it.
Mm.
There's an interesting thing going on a personal level,
mm.
as a father. Okay?
Okay.
No doubt you checked that Zionist Bacon Fat 53's blog a time or two to see how much he's threatened to kill my family, etc.
Yeah.
Well, on the internet, there's basically three camps of sick little people. They're actually kids that never grow up. Most of them are like in their 30s now,
mm.
that have grown up to the internet. They call themselves trolls.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of them?
Trolls, did you say?
Trolls, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, they all have names like, you know, the gnomes of Zurich or the Swiss bankers and stuff. But anyway, mm-hmm. the trolls, they troll the internet like people troll fishing.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it all started before there was an internet with a company in the a bunch of geeks in the States that understood the phone system, and they called themselves the phone losers. Have you ever heard of the phone losers?
I don't think I have, actually. I know the sort of thing you mean. I've heard of that, but not by that name that I recall.
Yeah, well, the phone losers was started up by a guy named Brad Carter.
Mm.
He's fucking flat out terrified of me. But anyway, they could play wicked games with the phone systems, mm. and harass people, and he became famous. Right? And they invented words and names, and they like Chris Thompson. I don't know if you listen to any of my YouTubes, but you'll hear that guy with the evil fake front accent claiming I raped some 5-year-old boy in Newfoundland by the name of Chris Thompson or whatever.
Right.
Well, Chris Thompson, that's a clean word. That was one of the first people that the phone losers got famous over. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they invented a lot of words like lults. And I don't know how close you listened to that evil bastard in his YouTube, but mm-hmm. after he took it down, I put his YouTube back up. Even though there are very nasty things said about me, I put it back up because it's important.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of one statement, he said, I did it for the lults.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
Now, the lults was a word also invented by the phone loser. And it's kind of like a ripoff of laughing out loud, or like we're doing it just for the mm-hmm. shits and giggles. But, you know, it's geeky lingo. Well, you're a computer.
Okay, yeah. I'm familiar with that.
You're a computer geek, so you understand. So anyway, all that said, YouTube basically came into existence, I think, 2006, early 2007.
Mm.
And Blogger, I had an account with Blogger that Google since bought, and then they also bought YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was all created by the CIA anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, they control everything. So in 2005-06, I had Blogger accounts
mm-hmm.
and had blogs, but they got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
The only account that I have left that... I can't edit because they destroyed my Yahoo email accounts that commanded that blog. It mm-hmm. still exists, so you can post there, but I can't edit it, right? And Google mm-hmm. can't legally delete it because I never merged it with my Google blog.
Ah,
Because I had a Google blog too. And Google deleted my stuff in their blog. But they couldn't, the blogger, because I never consented to the merger.
Right.
And if you looked at my blog closely, you'll see that I used to post as me, myself, and I.
Okay.
That was my old ID in Blogger, which no longer exists because my Yahoo account no longer exists.
Right.
So now I paste my comments in David Raymond Amos with my Gmail account, with my Google account. So anybody can post in there. It's wide open, and they sexually harass my kids, Al West and Crooked, in my own blog. And say, what kind of man am I to allow this shit to be said about my kids?
Yeah.
I can't edit it, so all I can do is smother it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anyway, all that said, Nottingham. There, since the creation of YouTube, there's been two worldwide organizations of very sick trolls. One is called Encyclopedia Dramatica. Have you heard of them?
Yeah. Nope, never heard of them.
And Anonymous. Now, Anonymous is well known because a bunch of them have been arrested for death threats, bomb threats, etc. But they wear that mask like V, you know, what's that guy, Fox, Guy Fox character? And they're well known for being truly evil. They'll just pummel poor innocent people, try to get them to commit suicide. People have committed suicide. They're trying to convince me to commit suicide. I'm too mean for that shit. Anyway. Right? And anyway, then there's Encyclopedia Dramatica. Now, they mainly capitalize on sex. You know, they're like 21-year-old college students. That's all that's on their mind. Because that is, in fact, what they are. You know what I mean? And anything that they can find that's funny, basically reference to sex, bestiality, anything that's shocking. You know, they'll call anyone a nigger in a heartbeat. They go on with racist, but it's all just funny to them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They do it for the shock factor. And then, like, for instance, they'll make YouTubes about me, and in the middle they'll put, like, a 5-second snap of the most horrendous pornographic material you'll ever see. And it's to shock people. You think you'd be watching an interesting video, and then all of a sudden you'll see this fucking thing, and you go, holy fuck. You know what I mean? But anyway, they're just doing it for shits and giggles. But that's, okay, we're talking about Phone Losers, it's Encyclopedia Dramatica, and Anonymous. Anonymous is the most evil, and Interpol, the FBI, and everybody are well aware of it. You can't catch them, because they use proxies and all that shit, you know what I mean? But they most definitely can be caught, and I've made it my business to catch some of them.
Right.
And I've even got a couple of them's addresses. They hate it when you post their docs, as they say. When I let them know that I know where you fucking live and I know who your fucking daddy is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That scares the fucking shit out of them. That makes the real world instead of cyberspace.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And, like, you do not threaten to kill my kids. You do not Photoshop my kids and put it in Encyclopedia Dramatica and stuff without making somebody real fucking mad. You know what I mean? And they just didn't count on sooner or later crossing the paths with somebody who's big on getting even. Who happens to understand the internet a little bit too.
Yep.
So I've been embarrassing the RCMP with their actions, their comments. Everything they do against me, I forward immediately to the RCMP. Sometimes in hard copy.
All right.
I even baited them one time to an RCMP YouTube. And they posted all their shit against my family in an RCMP YouTube. Now that's funny. The RCMP couldn't catch them, but they had to delete their own YouTube. And I saved every fucking word. And it's going to be argued in court and not in my trial. In an organized crime trial that's coming right up.
Oh, excellent. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, fuck. Good tactic.
If you go through my YouTubes, you'll see one that's called Sergeant Mo Como's Lost YouTube.
Mm.
And you'll see a fucking idiot just down the road from here pouring gas on an open fire. We've had this arsonist fucking loose in the Maritimes for like fucking 15 years. And this is funny. I don't know if you have Crime Stoppers in England.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But my brother, who's been dead 15 years, founded Crime Stoppers in New Brunswick. I didn't know that. My brother, you know, he was a banker, a big banker, and I'm the wild, crazy biker. But there was a $10,000 reward to catch that arsonist pouring gas on the open fire, right, from Crime Stoppers.
And right.
Everybody knew who it was, but everybody was scared to report it because they're all affiliated with the Hell's Angels. Right?
Right.
And everybody knows I don't care about the fucking Hell's Angels. You know what I mean? I'm too dumb to know fair. So I need the $10,000 as much as anyone, and I'm calling Crime Stoppers to say, that's Chris Murner, give me the $10,000 and I'll fucking testify. You know what I mean? Right? So I'm sending it to the RCMP. The RCMP are ignoring it because they know it's Chris Murner too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What they were doing is they did a very unusual thing. First time they did it in Canada. They come up with this new law about organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's like dealing with a tax man. You're guilty until proven innocent. They reverse the law.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And first off, they went in Quebec, and I am not joking. They arrested every fucking Hell's Angel in Canada last year. Not in Canada.
Wow.
In Quebec.
Yeah. Yeah.
In one day, they arrested, I think it was 1,100 or 1,200 of them.
Bloody hell.
Right? Now, at about the same time in New Brunswick, just down the road from the farm where I was in, they had over 100 RCMP officers storm the Salisbury Sopranos. That's what they're called. Type it in the web sometime. Salisbury Sopranos. Well, you can see what you're talking about on the internet. Anyway, they stormed 9 homes, this fucking family, and all they got was a hunting rifle that was registered, a little bit of marijuana, prescribed OxyContin, for one of the family members.
Yeah.
A little bit of cocaine, and that's it. 100-some police officers.
Blimey,
they were watching him for a year. Now, the thing about it is that YouTube that went down, that was one of their buddies burning their enemy's house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't catch the Salisbury Sopranos, so they were trying to catch them through their arsonist. But they couldn't, because if you watch my YouTubes, everybody was scared of them. Now, what had happened, like, this is too funny. Like, I know I'm off base here, but it's, like, wicked funny. If you understand rural Canada, where I am, we're a bunch of fucking hillbillies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this was a classic hillbilly feud between the Hoppers and the Tingleys. Mm-hmm. Now, they were best buddies. They shared businesses. They were neighbors and everything. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Hoppers won $25 fucking million dollars in the lottery. Right?
Wow.
And other hillbillies were jealous. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then the fucking war starts. And they're burning down houses and shooting at each other. And it's all just like fucking too funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? One guy's, because they got $25 fucking million dollars, the cops licked their arse, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other guys got the Hell's Angels behind them. And everybody knows about the RCMP and the Hell's Angels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you understand the RCMP are hooked to the mob in Canada.
Right.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
And to see it was amazing. And it was the mob that hired a bike club called the Rock Machine to make war with the Hell's Angels. In 1 year alone in Montreal, there was 135 dead because of that war. You understand?
That's amazing.
Oh, fuck, man.
Wow.
The Sicilians got nothing on us, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about
sounds like it.
Huh?
Sounds like it. Sounds... You know,
well, you can
pretty
take it,
Wild.
Type it in. You can type in Hell's Angels, Rock Machine, Montreal, and see for yourself. I ain't lying. You know what I mean?
No, I know you don't.
So anyway, all that said, everybody's a crook. Everybody's a fucking liar. Everybody's greedy little chicken shit. Everybody talks tough, but not many people are tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. they act all brave and shit when you got a fucking gang, but one-on-one, different kettle of fish.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to these anonymous people. And ED?
Yeah.
The RCMP, okay? They're well aware of these internet trolls that are sick little fucks, right?
Yeah.
The CSE monitor the internet as much or more than the NSA does. You understand?
Yeah.
They know who every one of these fucking trolls are in a click of a button.
Yeah.
Just like they're listening to this call.
Yeah.
However, they use anonymous, okay, as a cloak to attack me.
Yeah.
That evil bastard you hear calling me names saying I raped Thompson and he did it for the Lutz.
Mm.
That is not a kid. Listen to his voice. That is somebody working for the RCMP. Pretending to be anonymous.
Mm.
Do you understand?
All right.
They run around and see, then they have deniability. That's just some one of these sick fucks in anonymous or ED or whatever. So anyway, what you can't get one way, you try another way, because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing time and time again and getting and expecting a different result.
Different result, yeah.
I don't do that, right? So I wheeled around and I attacked anonymous. I picked a fight with them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They weren't aware of me. I could tell they weren't. But they sure like to attack me because look at me. I'm the quintessential hillbilly, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. They fucking like idiots like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I talk about trolling. I trolled them back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
In my own fashion. So anyway, I've got 1, 2, 3... of their faces.
Yeah.
Possibly 4. I'm not sure if this 4th guy is part of Anonymous, but I know I got 3 of them. They're so cocky, they showed their faces. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
2 of them live in your neighborhood.
Ah, how interesting.
Hence the call. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one between you and me and the fence post, okay?
Yeah.
His name's Owen, okay? And I sent you the link to his YouTube. I don't know his last name, but I know he's in Nottingham, okay?
Mm.
He's only 18 years old.
Mm.
He's very clever. He's very smart. In all sincerity, I like the kid.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
Except the kid needs to grow up. He's super duper intelligent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, I kind of like his point of view in the world, except for how he tortures innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to be ethical, just like if he was my son, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I caught my son doing the shit he was doing, I kick them all over the fucking yard.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But everybody should, on the same sense, I would not kick him out of the house because everybody should be proud to have a son that thinks the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it more than that.
So well, I think you can appreciate the thinking ability and stuff, but maybe the moral compass is pointing.
It's a little,
you know, in the opposite direction of what it should be.
Yeah, and he's even confessed that his father has checked out Encyclopedia Dramatica and finds it funny. So you can see where his moral compass comes from.
Mm.
Right? So it's his daddy I want to kick in the nuts.
Right.
Because it's his daddy that's paying for his ISP connection.
Mm.
You understand? Now, last night or the night before, I reported him to the Nottinghamshire Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know that I'd let the RCMP know, which I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I know just as sure as I'm sitting here, as does the kid, that they're never going to do a fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
However, can you post pictures on telephone poles and stuff like we can in Canada, notifying things like a lost cat and shit like that?
Yeah, we do that. Yeah.
I know that most of your streets and towns are monitored by cameras these days, so you'd have to be careful for your own benefit.
Depends where you go in Nottingham. If you go into the city centre, it's pretty heavily, you know, camered. But the outlying districts, I mean, Nottingham's quite a big city. It's got quite a lot of suburbs, you know, so it depends, you know, where he is exactly.
Well, if you can get to his YouTube, because I know you're involved with schooling, right?
Yeah.
In the area, but I don't, if he started college, he's just started.
Mm.
But he's smart enough to be ahead of the game because he's very, very, very intelligent, right?
Mm.
Anyway, I thought if you were game to have a little fun on my behalf, after you check to see what I'm saying is true, you could go. I've even baited him into making comments many, many times in my own YouTubes. And save them so he can't delete them. What they do is they'll create evil YouTubes, attack people, and then delete them, delete the accounts and everything. So I brought them to mine. So they can't delete them, right? You know what I mean? But anyway, after you see his face, you could just print one of his pictures, and we could select some comments that he has made,
right? Yeah,
that would certainly embarrass the fuck out of his father. Do you understand? And then if you printed his face in the fucking comments and said, "Do you know this arsehole? Please contact David Amos," right? Not you, in my Gmail account.
Right.
They'd fucking kick him in the nuts and kick the Nottinghamshire police in the nuts as well. Because what I want to do is use him and his friends to catch the feds that are attacking my family. I'm going backwards. My laptop's beeping at me.
Yep.
But, I was a little slow in sending the email I promised you there. I flipped it to you because I was so busy with other things. I don't know if you've been watching the news today, but the stock market took a big tumble.
Took a big
tumble.
Right. I haven't watched today now.
Yeah, well, in 1 second it went down 400 points. But they think that was a goof, but I don't think so. They're just saying it was a goof. But it ended the day at 400 points down. It was because of Greece.
But
it's Goldman Sachs and stuff too. But your country, several countries, Ireland, Italy, Spain, Portugal are right behind Greece. And I'm going to lose you, but I'm here to tell you, man, it's as easy as getting rid of the Fed bank, because Greece will default on their loans. They're voting they're voting in the German parliament tomorrow whether to go along with loaning Greece the money, because Germany doesn't want to. Which follows that Germany doesn't want to bail out England either when you guys get in trouble in about 3 months. But you understand that when Greece or England default on their loans, they're not going to come take your fucking country. They're not going to take the Tower of London. Who do you owe the money to?
Well, exactly.
You just say, fuck off, we don't owe you no more. What are they going to do? Your country has assets. You know what the assets are? You, the people. Right? And what what they claim as assets are your promise to pay the debt.
Mm-hmm.
So you promise not to pay the fucking debt. The bankers go down.
Mm-hmm.
You can always create more bankers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bankers that created this fucking nonsense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you don't pay them. It's that simple. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all the fat fucks that have pensions through these banks,
mm-hmm.
they can cry me a fucking river.
Mm-hmm.
Cry me a river. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
All the bureaucrats around here, although their pensions are secured by the taxpayer, by law.
Yeah.
But if you had a pension at the pulp mill that went out of business, and the pulp mill borrowed from your pension plan, you got fucked and the government doesn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the ones that are going to lose their secured pensions work for the government anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them. Fuck them. That's the way I see it, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I agree.
They're the ones who failed to take care of the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway, I'll let you go enough. But I'm telling you, it's wicked. The email I did send you, if you look at the bottom of one, I think I sent it the other night in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't send the one I promised, but for your benefit, I pasted it on the bottom.
Okay.
And if you look through it, you'll see there were Goldman and Sachs and Rupert Murdoch's people were surfing my blog when I caused Bernie Madoff to plead guilty. You can see it, and where I took on the governor of the Bank of Canada. It's all very, very complicated shit. And I meant to send it to you before your election.
Mm.
But I'm so busy with this... These arguments.
Mm.
On a personal level, I'm trying to protect my kids.
Absolutely.
I'm dealing with a rather radical 16-year-old daughter I'm trying to rein in from afar. I haven't been with her 5 years, and she's acting rather poorly, and I'm trying to be a father to her from afar, but how can you do it when you can't talk to her?
Absolutely. No, I can understand that it must be, you know, where you are in your mind and everything. I mean that, you know, with all that you've learned and all that you've done, how do you explain that to somebody that's 16 years old that you haven't seen for 5 years?
I don't talk about that stuff to her.
They
hacked into her Facebook.
Right. Okay?
And they posted her face all over the internet. Okay?
Mm.
But in her Facebook, she's being a 16-year-old.
Mm.
Right? And on her wall and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just read this weekend, where she was bragging she was good at blowjobs and stuff.
Cool.
That's a hell of a thing for a daddy to read. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But what's even more upsetting is I know those fucking trolls read it and will use it.
Yeah.
Do you understand me?
Absolutely.
So I got two problems going here. I want to discipline a daughter, and yet I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If and whenever you can check YouTube at that link, go to my site.
All right, I'll try.
And see sick little bastard, but it's the feds that I'm after. Never forget that. It's the feds.
Yeah.